Securities and investment advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Gann Financial is located in St. Cloud and can be reached by calling 320-258-3688.
All righty then, AM 1450, FM 99.3, KNSI. Niles Gens is in studio with us. His telephone number, by the way, at Gens Financial Services, 258-3688. They are online at gensfinancial.com, G-E-N-T-Z, gensfinancial.com. And Niles, I got to tell you, I was going to give you this on your birthday.
Last fall?
No, this fall. Or maybe it was Christmas. I can't remember.
All right, I'll do the talking while you do that.
Okay, very good. Good morning, Niles. Good to see you today.
Yeah, so we do have a public service announcement before we get rolling here.
Yeah.
The Maple Lake Fishing Contest, which was the Saturday before the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Can I see Super Bowl on here?
You can.
The big game has been canceled. So a lot of you listeners have participated in the Maple Lake Fishing Contest, which I believe is either the oldest or the biggest contest in the state of Minnesota.
I've been down there for that. It's a hoot.
Yeah, Greg Thomas is the president. Greg has been a friend of mine for years and years and years and years. And, so it has been canceled. Sound like they're going to do something on St. Patrick's Day. And those of you who know Maple Lake, they love celebrating St. Patrick's Day. So they're going to do something in conjunction with that for the fishing thing.
Good.
So before we get to the show again, go to our website and click on the events tab. And you'll find a list of upcoming events, workshops. So the month of January, there's one on January 31st. That's at Rockwoods Down, not Seagull. And then you're going to go right above the calendar and click on that drop arrow and click on February and click on go. And then you'll see the schedule for February. So February 1st, we'll be at the Coyote Moon here east of town. February 6th, which is a Monday, we'll be at Poor Wine Bar and Bistro in Otsego, and the 7th will be at the Holiday Inn here in town. So four events, boom, 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 all back-to-back, kind of.
Yep.
Roger does the speaking at the Otsego. Roger's been working with me for, I don't know, 13, 14 years, something like that. And then I'll be doing the speaking at the other two events on the 1st and the 7th. And so that'll be it for the month of February, but that is more than enough to keep our schedules very full and a good opportunity to learn what's going on for 2024, what you need to do to prepare for retirement, that type of thing. So it's a good opportunity for you.
Do you see any massive changes coming up in 2024? Niles, we've talked in the past about some of the Trump tax laws that are set to sunset, as they say, but that's not until the year after, right?
They sunset into 2025.
Okay.
Of course, I hear there's a election coming up sometime this year.
So that may change.
I hope things change. Let's put it that way. People, I've never in my 43, coming up in 44 years of doing this, this past year, Denise and I talked about it, my Denise at the office. We've never seen so many withdrawals before. You know, people taking money out of their retirement accounts. Obviously, the cost of living, inflation, that type of thing.
Yep.
And you're seeing the worried look on people's foreheads.
Sure.
Not a panicking quite yet, but you're seeing a concern that I haven't seen for a long time.
Right.
Okay. I've seen this before, but it hasn't been prevalent up until the last year or two, let's call it. So maybe the election will get some of the wrinkles out of people's foreheads this fall. Yeah. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a predictor. I do have my opinion. I think it's going to happen, but it's just my opinion. So the things we talk about on air are very important. And just as important, come to the workshops. You're going to learn a lot of stuff.
You are going to have a great time at the workshops. The food is phenomenal, of course. But listen, I'm telling you, if you're there at 6:01, you start at 6.
Yeah, we start at 6.
Yeah, exactly right.
So we have to be on time. So you're kind of like the cat out of the bag a few minutes ago, Bob. Four ways to smile more when you're thinking of your spending.
Mm-hmm.
So Natalie gave me this article here a couple, 3 days ago. And I look at this and go, wait, let me read this a couple, three times.
Yeah.
Okay. So the goal is to increase the personal return of investments of your spending by focusing more on your values, experiences, relationships, and giving. So when you think about how much you spend every month, you probably don't feel much happiness about it. because it's money going out the door.
Right.
But let's switch it around and be happy about what you're spending. And here, I think what the article is trying to relate to is that you have a budget, and you know what that budget is every month.
Mm-hmm.
You know you have money coming in to cover that those expenses. So if I had on a personal note, I don't plan on taking my Social Security until I'm 70, which
right.
is a few years away yet.
Right.
My wife will be 67 when I turn 70. And I think we talked about this a couple weeks ago.
Yes, we did.
So Helene will get half of my FRA, full retirement age, because Helene's been a domestic engineer most of our married life.
Right.
I will delay taking my Social Security from FRA age to 70, so I get 8% pay raise every year.
Right.
So Helene's Social Security check, which again will be half of what mine would have been, and my Social Security check at 70 is more than enough to cover our budget.
Right.
That feels good.
Yep.
Okay. I had breakfast with a long time friend this last Friday over in Plymouth, and we were talking about things like this.
Sure.
He's retired out of my business. Okay. 2 years ago, he retired. So the conversation came up on house payments. Seems like, it just comes up.
Right.
So John's been out to our place. And he goes, Niles, what's your house payment? I go, the taxes and the insurance on that bugger.
Yeah.
Okay, which is enough of a payment.
True.
But house is paid for.
Sure.
He goes, well, why do you have your house paid for? You could take that money and invest it and get a return on it. I said, yeah, I know I probably could do that, but it just feels good.
It just feels good. Darn right, okay? It does.
So one of the feel-good things about retirement is to have no debt or very little debt. Now, debt is part of a budget, but so my get back to our point, you need to know what your monthly expenses are. So how do you do that? Very simple. A lot of your bank accounts do this for you.
Right for you, yep.
Go right backwards the last year and see what your spending habits have been. Kind of take a fine-tooth comb.
Yes, sir.
And look and see where your money's going. And you'll see some wastage in there. I'm not a coffee drinker, so I'm going to pick on coffee drinkers just a little bit. $7-$8 for a cup of coffee.
Are you kidding me?
Really? Okay. But again, the Caribous, the Scooters and stuff do a great job.
They do a good job, sure.
Servicing the people.
Yep.
People love it. Not an issue. But there's wastage in your budget, Bob.
Yes, sir.
There's wastage in my budget.
Have you been talking to my wife? Because we have been having this conversation a lot.
Only twice a day, she's
Thank
been calling
you,
me.
Thank so you, Niles. What do I do?
Backed off from four times a day, finally.
Yep.
But every one of us has wastage.
Mm-hmm.
One of the wastage you have is possibly going to a store and walking through the store. You can't walk out empty-handed. You got to buy something.
You feel guilty if you do.
Yeah. So my point is don't go to the store, okay? So again, but look at your last year. The article says go back 2 years. I wouldn't go back 2 years. I'd just go back maybe even 6 months to see where you're spending money, where is it going.
Yep.
Look if there's any fat in the budget, for lack of a better word.
Sure.
And then fine-tune what your budget really is. And then you say, well, here's X amount of dollars. Let's call it $3,000 a month, just to pick a random number.
Right.
So then you sit down either on your own or with us or somebody like us.
Yep.
And say, okay, we need $3,000 a month to cover expenses. We want more income than that to cover that, plus give us a cushion. I also call that opportunity.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's say you needed $3,000 a month, so you have $4,000 or $5,000 a month of retirement income. Well, you got more than a cushion. You also want to have an emergency bucket set off to the side,
mm-hmm.
in case you know what hits the fan. That in the event the furnace goes out, the transmission, whatever, crack a window, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So that is not part of your budget. That's money that can be brought into the one-time expenditure.
Yep.
To pay for that. You also might want to, my wife and I, for example, we set aside money every month, or quarterly at least, for different car purchase.
Mm-hmm.
So when we walk into the dealership, we're haggling over price, of course. They don't haggle very good anymore for some reason.
Not when they see you coming.
Yeah, I suppose not, but you kind of dig in their heels. But I know that we are not financing this vehicle.
Right.
Because we have the to boot price or trade price, whatever you want to call it, in an account that we can pull into our checking account and pay for that vehicle.
Right. Okay?
All this stuff we're talking about is not.
As we sit here, I believe that we have been conditioned as Americans to carry debt instead of paying cash.
Yes,
right?
Yes, we
instead
have
of saving the money and then paying cash for it, we have been conditioned that it's okay to pay this $35 a month, 34 of which is interest, you know,
All
that kind of stuff. And that's just our way of life.
Well, we've been encouraged by credit card commercials. We've been encouraged by retail stores.
Yep.
We've been encouraged by our bankers even. Okay. Some farmers will get into debt because their bankers are encouraging. This is going back, I'm aging myself now, going back 30, 40 years, got to put up that blue silo, because
yep.
It's going to increase your production.
Yep.
You got to buy this big four-wheel drive tractor or the 24-row speed planter, that type of thing.
Yes, sir.
So I think banks have been guilty of this somewhat in the past, too, encouraging farmers especially to go into carry a lot of debt. But debt is a four-letter word.
Mm-hmm.
Now, back pre-COVID, we used to have meetings around the country, which we don't have meetings anymore in my industry. We have webinars, and Niles doesn't do webinars very well.
Yeah.
Somebody says a stupid question, I hit that off button like right now. But in the past, when we've had in person, when you're having dinner at a group of people in my industry or breakfast or at breakout sessions, a lot of them encourage their clients to carry debt.
Yeah.
And to take the money that they otherwise would have paid off debt, take that and invest it. In theory, I'm okay with that. During good times, you probably are okay, but you got to watch it like a hawk. As soon as the market starts tail spinning, a lot of people won't go out of the market. They'll ride the course, but they forget that money that they have in the market is because of their house now.
Mm-hmm.
It has a mortgage on it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm old school. Okay. I am still pay off the debt, live comfortably. Don't live high in the hog. That one article you read, before we went on air. So again, you also want to spend in alignment with your values. What I think what they're trying to get around with that is basically stay within your environment.
The Joneses.
Yeah, don't keep up if you live in a neighborhood and the Joneses pull up with a new SUV that they got at one of the local dealerships. It amazes me when I drive through our two of our kids live in the St. Michael, Hanover area.
Mm-hmm.
So we go into the neighborhoods, the $100,000 Suburbans and the, I can't even name, Brad, the Lexuses, the Acuras. And,
yeah.
And I go, look at my wife, I go, what are we doing wrong here? Okay. But so the big payments, obviously.
Yeah.
I've heard of $1,300, $1,400 a month car payments.
Yeah.
Like, holy smokes, that's a depreciating asset. You're probably going to be underwater very quickly on it.
Yep.
So again, stay within your environment. Build relationships in your environment. Okay. A good place my wife and I feel is your church.
Okay? Absolutely.
Those people have the same values that you do. Helping others feels good in retirement.
Yep.
Okay. And also keep growing, keep reading, stay with it.
Niles, I have to ask you this. When you set up your budgets for the year, what do you do for the month of December? Do you just throw that budget out the window, because Christmas is there? Or every month, do you put X amount of dollars away so that there is cash on hand for Christmas?
Are you assuming we give our kids something for
Christmas? Yeah, I'm assuming that your wife makes you do that.
Well, so let's assume we do that, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, we are prepared for that months ahead of time. We are not... We did something different this year, and I think I did this before Christmas. What do you give teenage grandchildren?
Exactly right.
What do you give them? You ask, what do you want? I don't know.
Gift card to Target is what I'd say.
You ask their parents, we're not going to tell you because we don't know what to get them, and if we tell you, you'll get it.
Yeah.
So how many teenagers, we've been blessed with five of our grandchildren now are teenagers. So we did something different. We gave them cash.
Mm-hmm.
Cash, and card.
Yep.
And a card was a little note from Hawaii, a little note from me, a grandpa loves you, and all that good stuff.
Sure.
But we said, if you can tell me this coming summer in June, actually we're getting together in July for Isabella's graduation from high school, actually graduation for 2 years of college, too. So we're going to say, now you five kids, I want you to come up to me at at Bell's graduation open house. Let's just go off to the side.
Yeah.
And if you can tell me you did not spend that cash that Grandma and Grandpa gave you at Christmas, I'll double it.
Sure.
Okay? And if you, it's an honor system, and I'll believe what they tell me. And if you could tell me next Christmas, so a year later, that you didn't spend the Christmas from previous, the gift in July, and I'll double it again. Their eyeballs went like, holy, all of them are doing the math very quickly.
Yeah.
And they said, yep, Grandpa, you just come up and tell me, and I'll have the cash in my pocket. Okay. I mean, it could be a $10 bill,
sure.
It could be a $20, it could be whatever amount you want, but you're encouraged. First off, they don't need anything. Okay.
Right.
But you're encouraging them to save money, even as teenagers. Mm-hmm. Okay. Luckily, all five of our teenagers, as I've been told by their parents, are they don't like gift cards and cash they get. They're not running to the mall and spending it. So that picks up a good habit. So as far as December is a big month for expenditures.
Sure.
Also, May and October are a big month for expenditures. Real estate taxes.
Oh.
Okay. They come around every year, same time. Okay. So just realize it's coming around. You're going to have to pay it. For farmers out there, they pay their taxes in May and November,
sure,
not October. If you have a big insurance bill coming due, our insurance for our house and our vehicles, I pay in full in December for the whole coming year because I get a 10% discount.
Right.
Where could I get a 10% guaranteed return on my money? Nowhere.
Nowhere.
Okay. So by prepaying it ahead of time, first off, it gets it off your back, too, the rest of the year.
Yes. And you know, this, I just don't have that kind. I can't do that. You know what? If you can start doing that, it becomes easier because you have more money to deal with
right. The
other 11 months out of the year, folks.
So if you know come December that your two cars and your house insurance is $2,500, let's say, picking a number, save a couple $100 every month. Okay, started in January. Here's this account. I took $200 out of our checking. Set up on an auto. $200 a month automatically comes out of our checking into our savings.
Right.
And so you're building that money up. $100 a month coming out for Christmas presents, whatnot.
Yep.
Or if you got a trip, set up automatic. So it's just, it transfers. Because you're like most of us, I'll double it next month. Or I'll catch up 3 months from now.
Sure.
So if you don't have the discipline to save on your own, have it go automatic from checking into your savings, checking to savings, checking in savings. Then turn around, come when that big expenditure coming, savings to checking.
Right.
Okay. With the online banking nowadays, the stuff's pretty easy peasy. Okay. So set it up to have a plan. So when you're laying on the beach and a client called me yesterday. Niles, guess where I'm at?
From the beach?
Well, he was actually better. He's sitting on his balcony on a cruise ship in the Caribbean.
All right.
He said, I finally got service. He's your first guy I called.
Well, that's funny.
And I didn't tell you what first off I said to him.
True. Thank you.
When it's six below out. But the point is align your budget so that retirement is an easy time of your life. Mm-hmm. It's not supposed to be a worried time in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Good thing, too, is don't watch these TV people, the talking heads. Listen to KNSI, of course. But be careful on what you hear and listen. The YouTube, the TikToks, whatever. I can't think of
it. Yeah, social media. Just stay off of it.
But realize if you're on it, use some common sense. The sky is not falling. It will fall someday, but we're not in charge of that one.
Right.
Okay. Biden's not taking all your money. They're not shutting down Social Security.
Right.
Okay. So just use some common sense and just use your common sense.
Are you surprised at the number of people that are intelligent money people? They've got their ducks in a row, but yet, you know, how do you know, Bob, that you should be doing this? Because what costs you $1,000 this month, this year, may cost you three times that much next year. How do you know what's going? I'm not buying into the gloom and doom stuff.
No.
I'm just not going to.
Now, we are in some tough times, but Helene and I actually watched, we like watching history on the weekend.
Oh, absolutely.
So we've been watching the rise and fall of Hitler.
Yeah.
But prior to Hitler's time, Germany was in tough shape.
Sure. Pick a country that wasn't.
Yeah. So you go back to after World War I, you think of the food lines, the soup lines, people homeless, much much bigger. It's a problem now. I get that.
Right.
But if you look back to then, holy smokes. So again, we've been through tough times again. We've been through tough times before.
Right. The 80s come to mind.
Yep. And now as it gets more blown, because as we see it and we're told all the time that things are tough.
Yep. Okay?
All of a sudden they beat it into our heads enough. Now we're going to walk around with our bottom lip hanging out all day long. Okay. What I do is look at my wife, 44 years of marriage. I look at four kids who are healthy. I look at four in-laws who are healthy. I look at eight grandkids that are healthy.
Yes, sir.
I look at grandbaby number nine. Next time I'm air, we'll be number nine.
Yep.
We'll be here. I look at things like that. Mm-hmm. I look at going to softball games, volleyball games, baseball games.
The good things in life, Niles.
Yeah, sit back and look at the good things.
Count your blessings.
Are there some tough times? Yeah. 2 years ago, my wife had a stroke, damn near died. So again, good she's here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's the things you look at. Look at the good things that are happening.
And one of the ways that you can do that is to listen to and do what Niles is talking about. Get your debt under control.
Yeah.
Get your spending under control. You will be amazed at how much better you feel and how much easier it is to deal with all of this yuck that's out there.
Yep. And the last thing on this part before you kick me off because of the news.
Yes, sir.
Invest in strong relationships. That's your friend circle.
Yep.
Don't hang around negative people. Negative people make you negative.
Exactly. You're right.
Okay? So hang around good people.
Niles Ginz is here every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock. Getting rid of the darkness, shining the light at the end of the tunnel, that is for sure. You can be a part of that. The workshop schedule online at GenzFinancial.com. G-E-N-T-Z, GenzFinancial.com. You can actually call and talk to a live human being. How about that? 258-3688, Gens Financial Service. Niles Ginz, Ginz Financial Services. Their telephone number is 258-3688. They are online at GenzFinancial.com. G-E-N-T-Z, GenzFinancial.com. Niles, I can't help it. I want to get back to that website and that schedule of workshops because, folks, this is a great opportunity for you to start this new year with the information you need to know.
Yeah, so we are doing four workshops the first 2 weeks in February. Actually, the first one's January 31st at Rockwoods down in Otsego. Rogers is doing the speaking there. February 1st, we'll be at the Coyote Moon here east of town at the Territorial Golf Course. New owners out there, by the way.
Yep.
I have not met him yet. And then February 6th at the Poor Wine Bar and Bistro down at Seago again. And the last one for February is February 7th at the Holiday Inn here on the west side of town.
By the way, at the Coyote Moon, we were just out there last Friday. Mm-hmm. The food is so good.
Yeah, they just knock it out of the park.
Don't
out
they?
There. Yep. And the Holiday Inn, since they've been remodeled, they've stepped
yep.
it up pretty good out there, too.
Nice.
Service is phenomenal. We always get the same wait staff every
yep.
time we're out there.
Yep.
And we've had the same staff for years, which makes it very smooth. Mm-hmm. You know, they're cleaning the tables, and I don't even know where they're there.
Yeah.
And that type of thing.
You bet.
So any opportunity for it, obviously, some of you probably maybe can't make an event like that. Just give us a holler at 320-258-3688 and schedule your first appointment. We'll kind of cover the workshop stuff at your first appointment with us, and then we'll go from there. So to wrap up the show today, we're going to talk about seven financial planning stops to put you on your map to financial security, Bob.
Okay.
Trying to talk here. So the world of financial planning, one size does not fit all. So I do this on occasion where people bring in their statements from any particular firm. And usually big white envelopes, or they got it printed out. More likely nowadays, they print it off their computer themselves.
Sure.
And I'll say, "Who are you with?" And they'll say, "Okay, just hold. Don't show me the statements yet.
Yeah.
You have this, and this for your investments."
Yep.
They go, "How did you know that?" Because those firms drink the same flavor of Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
And there's one size fit all.
Yeah.
One size does not fit all. I'll take a step back and say, yes, we do use some primary investments quite often for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. But again, we are independent. I don't have a manager above my head say, Niles, you have to schluck this product because the wholesaler was in last week. You know, he bought us all lunch and gave us a Yetis or whatever.
We owe him.
We owe him, you know, that type of thing. So, again, be very careful for the one-size-fits-all, okay? Also, what Henry has when you visit with him at coffee time, what Henry has for a financial plan might not work for you and your wife, okay? So, very careful in copying somebody else. The financial, they're foundational. Try to say that word twice in a row.
Foundational.
There you go. Foundational financial planning pit stops.
Okay.
You have to have your estate in order. It does no good to bust your you-know-what for years and years and years and establish an estate, and when you die, it's just a big cluster.
Yep.
Okay? And I've seen it. I've seen it. I've seen it. I've had people call me up. It's, Niles, we're going through our parents' papers, and we found your business card, and we go in our CRM system. Yeah, your parents were in 10 years ago, and they never did anything. Can we come talk to you? And they'll bring in
the box,
Cashwise box or Coburn's or whatever,
yeah,
and say, here's all of our parents' stuff. Can you help us figure it out? I go, really? I met your parents 10 years ago,
yeah, exactly,
for a 1 hour conversation. Okay. Let's not do that to your family.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't say, well, the kids will figure it out. They can wing it. Winging it costs money.
Yep.
You want your money to go for unnecessary taxes, lawyers' fees, court costs, you know, that type of
thousands
stuff.
Thousands
of dollars. So get your estate plan in order, okay? Income protection. Like I mentioned in the first part of the show, I know within a few dollars what my income is going to be when I turn 70.
I told you during the break, I just planned ours out for 10 years.
Yep.
That's really weird to do, but boy, you know, you can kind of sleep a little better.
So you need to know what your income is going to be. Not maybe if this investment does this, I might get this kind of a return. No, I want to cut in stone. I want to know, here's what I'm going to put in this investment. And I know what kind of income it's going to kick out to me later down the road. Those things, you have to know what your income is going to be. Another thing that people kind of wrinkle their noses up, and they've been doing for 44 years I've been doing this, they think life insurance is unnecessary expense.
Oh, my gosh.
I have yet, in my years, have never had anybody turn down a life insurance check when I handed it to them. Okay? Be it a $5,000 check. Biggest check I handed out was $4,050,000.
Yep.
$4 million. Just think what it did for that farming operation.
If you own a home, what would happen to your family if something happened to you? And they're going to have to move.
Yep. So when Nick and Adria got married, was it 4 years ago this August, I think?
Yeah.
When they announced that they were engaged, I said, okay, you two are coming in the office and make an appointment. We're going to sit down and talk about stuff. And where Nick works, I already handled the pension plan at that place.
Sure.
But I said, you know, you're going into different times in your life. First off, you're building a new townhome in St. Michael. You're going to have a mortgage. That mortgage, what happens? I looked at Nick. What if something happened to you? Here you have a brand new wife, usually there's little feet that follow that shortly thereafter.
Yep.
What is your wife going to do when she can't afford to live in that house if something happens?
Can you imagine the stress?
Oh, stress. She's going to have to move back home with her parents.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Or move in with us, which I'd be okay by that.
Yeah.
But just the stress of, oh my God, we're going to lose our house.
Bad enough that you just lost your spouse.
Yep. Yep. So we put enough life insurance on both of them because, you know, it could have been a Drea, something happens
to
her.
Sure.
But enough life insurance on both of them to cover the mortgage, plus, again, more than that, to provide for income during a transition of life.
Mm-hmm.
If something happens to Nick now, they got, Asher's 2 years old, Anessa's going to show up any day now. So, again, Grandpa number 9 here coming within the next week. All this stuff is important. So if you have children out there who are just are married with kids, do yourself and do themselves a favor.
Yeah.
Have them give me a call and get their you-know-whats into the office. Because you'd be surprised. You know, I got a $500 car payment. I got $200 on a furniture payment. And I got that new flat screen TV. Oh, by the way, Verizon had a new phone. I needed that $1,200 phone. Got any life insurance? Nope, can't afford it. And I look at them, you know, you can't do it, but you like just wring their neck.
Yeah. Yeah.
I go, really? So again, life insurance is important, especially when you have a family at home with a mortgage. And for you people who are older like you and I, mm-hmm. if you have debt, such as a house payment, land payments, farm payments, equipment payments, you better get some life insurance on that
stuff. Take care of that stuff.
Yeah, take care of that stuff.
You know, Niles, I just want to jump back to something that I said earlier about the fact that we have been so conditioned that it's okay to go into debt, to not pay cash for things, to not save money. It's a whole different mindset, and there are people that live the way they are supposed to live, paying cash and all that kind of stuff. And think about the whole life insurance thing, because they can afford that, right? And there's a reason they can afford that, because they do it the right way.
Right. Yep. So another thing to talk about is cash management. Yep. Have cash on hand to do things like you just talked about. Have investments. You know, take advantage of the 401k at work. You know, bosses match in the first 3%. Do 6. So, or do 7. So now you got 10% of your paycheck being put away. You're not going to miss the money. It's pre-tax dollars.
Yeah.
And you'd be surprised how fast that builds on a tax-deferred basis, okay? So let it build, let it build, let it build. Take a look at it once in a while. We've had people in the office, you know, yeah, we've been in that 401k 20 years, and we haven't changed our investments the whole 20 years. Like beating my head against the wall, you know, that type of thing. So watch your investments. Develop a plan that is unique to you and your spouse, if you have a spouse.
It's that one-size-fits-all thing. It doesn't work.
Yep, individual person, married couple, you know, that type of thing. But again, do your kids a favor. If you're listening today, if you've been blessed with children, tell your kids to come see us.
Yeah.
Okay? They're going to meet with Niles Jr. or Kevin. They're going to meet with me eventually. Let's get a plan in place for them when they're in their 20s and 30s that they can carry into their 50s, 60s, and 70s.
Okay? It's not a nice-to-have thing. This is pretty much a need-to-have thing.
Yeah. So, again, you want to cover all bases. Basically, wrapping up today's show is get a budget. Know what your budget is. Know what your cash flow is, that type of thing. We can help you with that.
Yep.
Okay. So give us a holler at 320-258-3688, and we'll get you in for an appointment. You'll meet with Niles Jr. or Kevin the first time you come in the office. And then the young men will get you to me, that type of thing, and I'll review what's going on. But let's get a plan in place.
You bet. One of the biggest things anybody could ever do, I believe this, is to figure out a way to be able to buy things with cash.
Right.
Boy, what a difference it'll make.
Yeah.
Niles, appreciate that. Thanks much for coming in today.
We'll see you soon.
Niles Gens, Gens Financial Services. Their telephone number is 258-3688. They are online at GensFinancial.com.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC. Gens Financial is located in St. Cloud and can be reached by calling 320-258-3688. AM 1450, FM 99.3, KNSI. Promotional consideration paid by Gens Financial Services.